gentle smile for me. Across the room I'm drawn, completely mesmerized. She smiles a gentle smile for me.
Working on writing any new music? Do you have any songs in the works that might take another year to produce? Or
we have lots of stuff in the works. We're both writing some stuff. Dave's writing a little bit. I've got probably 8 or 10 songs on the go right now. Bob's got some. So yeah, we have a little bit of fresh wind in our sails, and we think it may be time to, you know, put another 12 songs together soon. Yeah.
I'll ask you to play one more song for us before we go in just a minute. But just before we do, I wanted to ask you quickly about some of your instruments, because you play some interesting instruments as well as your guitars. So give me a little rundown of some of these others.
Go on, Dave.
Well, bass. I play bass. I'm hoping to get an acoustic bass at some point, though my wife doesn't know yet. And I play guitar too. And I've just got a new guitar, new little Martin, which I'm really just delighted with. Yeah.
You mentioned something about a ukulele bass as well.
Yeah, I do have a ukulele bass, which is the smallest thing that gives the biggest sound. So I'm hoping that we can incorporate that. It's got rubber strings, so kind of interesting to play, but it sounds enormous. If I turn my back to you, you'd be thinking I'll be playing an upright bass, but it's just this tiny little ukulele bass, and I'm thrilled with it.
Yeah.
We play, the usual sort of rootsy instruments as well, dobros and resonators and banjos and ukuleles and mandolins and those kinds of things.
We even use the dulcimer.
Dulcimer, yeah. I think our main go-to though are acoustic guitars and bass guitar. It's our.
I'm a recent convert to playing banjo. 4 or 5 years ago, I kind of loosely started to, you know, wear those ridiculous picks and start to figure out how it all works. And it's become a bit of an obsession for me. And I was the thing that I've been most excited about in this past year was the acquisition of a banjo made by Jason Romero, who's here at the festival this weekend, of course.
And he's an awesome banjo player.
He's an awesome banjo player. He's an awesome banjo maker. His banjos are works of art.
That's beautiful.
And I was very fortunate to be able to get my hands on one this time last year, the end of August last year. So that's my new little baby.
That's fantastic. I know he has a very long waiting list for those instruments.
He does. I think it's a long story, but yeah, it was going to be a long time for me to wait, and I figure I don't have that many years. I need one quick.
Well, that an end.
That's amazing. So do you have a website or a Facebook page, some online presence where we can go to keep track of some of these new...
Sure. We're actually working on a new recreation of our website, which had become tired and weary. And that's just thecreeksmusic.ca when it's kind of fixed, which hopefully won't be too long. But we're on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/thecreeks. We're very active on a site called Reverb Nation. Do a lot of our organizing and planning on there, and you can find the album on Bandcamp if you search for the Creeks.
Spotify as well.
Spotify and Apple Music, you'll find the album. You know, all usual outlets.
And come to a show. We'll sell you a CD.
You betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the merch tent at Roots and Blues.
There you go.
Perfect. Tim, Dave, and Bob, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat. What song would you like to take us out with?
So we're going to end with a song that we just started performing. It's called Divine Intervention, and it's one that I wrote recently. And kind of talking about, you know, some of the political stuff going on in the world today that we all like to yak about, but how it would sure be nice to know that there's something bigger and better than us that is looking out for us through all this stuff. So it's a song called Divine Intervention. In the world has been going on, people act crazy and it's carried on too long. Everybody needs a real deal, genuine love, kinda keeps me going strong. Real deal, genuine love, it just can't do no wrong. Feel free, let me know that you're here for my protection. I need a divine carry on. Hope against hope, time after time, believing like crazy that it's not too late to try. And a better interaction, and start a chain reaction, 'cause everybody needs a real deal, genuine love, kinda keeps me going strong. Real deal, genuine love, you just can't do no wrong. Protection. I need a divine intervention.
Thank you,
thank you, man. Thanks for what you guys do.
Thanks for everything you do, by the way.
Yeah.